Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so rich, the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Very excited about having our good friend Gary Moore back on the show. Gary is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. More than 21 years he's been hanging out with us. Founder of the Financial Seminary, a nonprofit ministry. He is the author of a stack of books, including Look Up America, including Faithful Finances 101, and, of course, Spiritual Investments from the Words of Sir John Templeton, which is still one of my favorite books that I've ever owned and read. Gary Moore, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And you spent a number of years on the dark side up on Wall Street until you escaped. Gary, you're almost as old as I am. You've been to town at least twice. You've been around the block three times. Put what's going on right now in society and the economy. Put that in perspective for us. Do you have any perspective on this?
Society, you know, we don't have to discuss how polarized everything is, Jim. I'm losing family members. I consider myself a moderate, Jim. And I tend to look at things from a global perspective, because Sir John Templeton was obviously a globalist. And, you know, I seem left-wing to a lot of my conservative neighbors, friends, and relatives. But on a global scale, I am right of center. And I consider myself a right of center, but they all see me as some kind of liberal. And I grew up Republican. And we got to find some way to bring this country back together, Jim. And it's not going to be the politician.
Do you think that part of the legacy of the coronavirus pandemic will be to do some of that, or would it make it worse?
No. It's because coronavirus has become politicized like every issue in our country.
Yeah.
We've got to understand that our problem, Jim, in my perspective, and has been for 20 years, is that the moral crisis, stupid. And neither side, in my view, which is why I'm an independent, captures what I consider traditional morality. There's issues on both sides, and we just don't seem to be getting it together, Jim.
Where do you think we're stuck?
Where are we stuck?
Is it the 24/7 news cycle? I mean, we're all addicted to the 24/7 news cycle. I'll tell you what, I turn it off. I mean, I turn it on in the early and I turn it on late. I say late, earlier, not earlier than late, and I don't watch it in the middle of the day. I don't keep up with it all day long.
Sir John Templeton, it used to really bother the foundation where I was on the board, would not watch any television. There was one show he watched every Sunday morning, and that was a religious show. Other than that, he said, you've got to kind of stay away from it, even if you listen to Jim Blasingame's show, okay?
I'm sure he actually said that, yeah.
But I told him about your show, actually, Jim. He liked the concept. the media. I mean, here's the thing, Jim, the media. I worked in newspaper and radio for a long time. And the media does not tell you that 30,000 planes arrived safely today.
That's right.
They tell you about the one that went down. It's the exceptional. Now,
let me make a stick a point in there. 2 years ago, the media did not report that 68,000 people died from the flu. They did not report that. They did not report that 46,000 Americans committed suicide last year. They didn't report that.
But see, those are norms, Jim. This, what makes this newsworthy is it's a once in a 100-year life
cycle. It's a boogeyman. It's a little devil. It's a devil. It's something they can sensationalize. And we've turned into, the media has turned into clickbait artists, haven't they? They get us to click, and we do it. And I'll tell you something, folks, we've got to stop this. We've got to stop clicking on the clickbait. And when I say clickbait, I don't just mean the really stupid ones. I mean CNN, all of them, every one of them, Fox, all of them, there's a person working for them. There are people, there's whole teams working for all of them, and they have one job and one job only, and it has nothing to do with the truth. Their only job is to get you to click. If you touch that button on their thing, it rings their cash register. They have one job, truth or not, valuable or not, productive or not, useful or not. If you'll click on it, they make money. And that's what their job is. Right back with Gary Moore. I want to ask you about real estate investments going forward.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.